right away, Junkhead. It's a matter of life or death.
Rewind,
Arthur. Rewind. Here's Arthur again, the uncivilian readers of Archie Comics magazine, no one loves so well. Brought to you by Swift & Company, makers of Swift, Free, Frank, Archie Andrews, and all his gang.
Can your fish in a sweet heart from the West Coast to New York? Swiss Premium Brands. Swiss Premium Brands.
For your guarantee of protection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1-pound packages. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift's Premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack. And brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor, with all their natural goodness sealed in. So, kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's Premium Franks. And, Mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift's Premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, all dinner-quality meat. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the 1-pound cellophane package. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday morning as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Archie and his mother and father in the kitchen having breakfast.
More coffee, Fred? Fred, I said more coffee. Fred Andrews, will you please put down that newspaper for 1 minute?
Yes, dear?
I said, would you like more coffee?
Oh, no, thanks, dear. I've had plenty.
All right, dear. Archie, more milk? Archie, you haven't touched your milk yet. Or your eggs or your toast or anything.
Huh?
I said you haven't eaten anything yet. Is something wrong?
Oh, no, Mom. Not a thing.
You're not sick or anything.
Oh, no, Mom. I'm fine. Just fine.
Archie, there must be something wrong.
Gee whiz, Mom. Nothing's wrong. I'm eating. See?
Yes, but that's the first time I ever saw you put maple syrup on your napkin and wipe your chin with a pancake.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
You certainly did. Archie, what's bothering you?
Not a thing, Mom.
Archie, you're hiding something from me.
Mom, I tell you, I'm not honest.
Fred, you speak to the boy. Fred!
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
I want you to speak to Archie.
Oh. Hello, Archie.
Fred.
What did I do now?
I want you to make Archie tell you what's bothering him.
Oh, all right, dear. Archie, what's bothering you?
Not a thing, Dad.
Good. Mary, he says nothing's bothering him.
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred, I tell you, that boy's sick.
Now, just a minute, Mary. Archie isn't 2 years old anymore. He should know how he feels.
But
and
Fred...
besides, when Archie really gets sick, we know it soon enough. He starts moaning and groaning all over the place like the world was coming to the end. And you don't have to guess how he feels.
Well...
of course. Now, just stop worrying about him and... oh, good grief, look at the time. I'm late.
But
oh,
Fred,
dear.
I'm...
mm-hmm. Gotta rush, dear. Goodbye, dear.
But...
goodbye, Archie.
Bye, dear. Man, always in a rush about something. Archie, are you sure you don't want to eat?
Not right now, Mom. A little later.
All right, dear. Who can that be? Archie, go answer the door, will you please?
Huh? Oh, okay, Mom. But why do people come visiting at this hour? She was Jughead.
What'd you expect, Mother Goose?
No, Jughead, but I'm sure glad to see you.
You are?
Yes, Jug. I've got something very important to tell you, Jug.
Okay, tell me.
All right.
After all, aren't we pals?
Yes, Jug.
Have we been through thick and thin? Especially thin?
Jug,
isn't a friend indeed a friend indeed?
Jughead, all right. So we've been through thick and thin, and you're a friend indeed. If you'll just keep quiet for a minute, I'll tell you.
Okay, okay.
But, Jug, I don't want you to tell anyone else.
I won't.
Okay. Jughead, I'm in love.
What, again?
Jug, this is different. This is a love that will last through the ages. This is a love that always was and always will be. This time, Jughead, I don't have just a crush.
No, you smashed to pieces.
Yes, Jughead, I am. I'm a slave to love.
Oh, fine. Who's the unlucky girl?
Well, it's... Promise you won't tell.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's Miss Biddle.
Miss Biddle? Who is Miss... Archie, not our new history teacher.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Archie, when did this happen?
Last week, Jug. Right in the middle of the French and Indian War.
Oh, boy. Archie, you don't mean it.
Oh, yes, I do, Jughead.
But you can't. She's too old for you.
Jughead, Miss Biddle is not old.
Not old? Archie, I bet she's at least 23.
She is not. She isn't a day over 22.
Well, that's still a lot older than you.
Oh, I don't know, Jug. Lots of people think I'm 18.
Well, you're not.
Well, I look like it. Why, just yesterday, Jug, I noticed I'm going to have to start shaving pretty soon.
Shaving? Listen, Archie, there's nothing on your face that wouldn't come off with soap and water.
Well, it still doesn't matter. The main thing is, I love her.
Listen, Archie, does Miss Biddle know about this?
No, but she will today, Jug.
Huh?
I'm going to tell her today.
Tell her? Gee, you mean you're just going to walk up to Miss Biddle and say I love you? Right to her face?
Well, I'm not just going to say, Miss Biddle, I love you. I'm going to prepare a speech.
A speech?
Sure, and Jug, you can help me. I'll try a speech out right now, and you be Miss Biddle.
Archie, now, wait a minute.
Jug, you got to help me practice.
Gee whiz, okay.
Okay, now, you're Miss Biddle, and the doorbell rings. You come to the door, and there I stand. Flowers in my hand, love in my eyes.
And knocking in your knees.
Jug, be quiet. There I stand, and you open the door, and you see me. And you say...
Hiya.
Jug, no, not like that. Talk like Miss Biddle.
Oh, okay.
Hello!
Is that any better?
Not much, but it'll have to do. And I say, hello, Miss Biddle. I came to speak to you about a very important matter.
Oh, Riley!
Yes, Miss Biddle. Yes. Look into my eyes and tell me what they tell you.
That you were up late last night.
Jughead, no. My eyes don't tell her that.
She was. How am I supposed to know what your eyes tell her?
Oh, great. Jughead, rehearsing with you is no good. I'll just have to think of something to say when I get to Miss Biddle's house.
You mean you're going over there?
Well, sure. And the sooner the better. Come on, Jug. I want to go upstairs and put a tie on, and then we're going to Miss Biddle's house and... No, gee, was that wood ring right now? Hello?
Hello, Archie. Hi, y'all, Archiekins. It's awful nice to hear your voice, Archie. Do ya? But, Archie, what's keeping you?
What's keeping me?
Uh-huh. We have a date to play tennis this morning, remember?
Tennis? Oh, gee whiz. Veronica... Would you mind if we didn't play tennis this morning?
Didn't play? But, Archie, we have a date.
Well, I know, Veronica, but I... Well, I just can't come over right now.
Why not? Are you sick?
Well, not exactly, but you might say I've never felt this way before.
My goodness. Then perhaps we'd better not play tennis after all.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Veronica. We'd better not.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Thanks, Veronica. I'm sure I will.
You get into bed, Archie, and get lots of rest.
Yes, I will, Veronica.
Bye now.
Goodbye. Oh, gee, Jug, I forgot all about that date I had with Veronica.
But, Archie, don't you like Veronica anymore?
Jug, she's just a kid. My feelings toward Veronica can't compare to my feelings for Miss Biddle. But come on, Jug, I want to get that tie and then go over to Miss Biddle's house right now.
Okay, but I hope you know what you're doing.
Archie, will you answer that, please, dear? Archie?
Oh, for pity's sake, now where'd he disappear to? One minute he goes to answer the door, and the next he... All right, all right. Hello?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Veronica.
Oh, hello, Veronica.
I'm sorry to hear Archie sick.
Yes, I... What?
And when I spoke to him, I forgot to ask if there was anything I could do. That's why I called back.
Well, Veronica, I don't know. How did you find out Archie's sick?
Well, he told me so himself just a few minutes ago.
Oh?
But he wouldn't say what it was. I hope it's nothing serious.
Well, we don't know yet, Veronica. But I'm going to find out right away.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Andrews. let me know if there's anything I can do.
Yes, I will, dear. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Bye now.
So, Archie is sick after all, and he wouldn't admit it.
Come on, Jug. Let's get this over and done.
Archie.
Oh, hiya, Mom.
And just where do you think you're going?
Out.
Well, you can just march right back upstairs again.
Sure, I'll... Upstairs? What for?
To get undressed and into bed.
Into bed? Mom, who's sleepy?
You know perfectly well why. Now, no arguments, Archie. Upstairs.
But, Mom, I...
Archie.
Mom,
Archie.
Mom,
listen,
I... Gee whiz. Okay, Mom. But I sure wish I knew what this is all about.
I do, too. But we'll both know when the doctor gets here.
Well, love may be blind, but in Archie's case, it seems to be a little nearsighted. We'll see how he makes out in his efforts to announce his great love to his history teacher in just a minute. But first, I'd like to tell you about something very interesting I read in a magazine the other day. The article was about Frankfurters, and it said that the average American eats over 71 Frankfurters a year. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Frankfurters are the all-American meat. But whether your annual consumption of Frankfurters is above or below the average, you will find greater satisfaction, more eating pleasure, if you always ask for Swift's Premium Franks. For you see, Swift's Premium Franks are the franks of all dinner quality meat. Yes, every tender morsel of Swift's Premium Franks is a delicious blend of tender beef and juicy pork, all dinner quality meat. And that's why Swift's Premium Franks are so unusually delicious, so distinctive in flavor, so reliably high in quality. And to make sure that these plump, juicy Franks reach you at the very peak of their flavor goodness, Swift's Premium Franks are made fresh daily in Swift kitchens located close to where they're sold. Then each pound is wrapped in the cellophane flavor saver package that seals in all the natural goodness of each delicious Frank. So for finer flavor, for freshness, for top quality, ask for Swift's Premium Franks, the Franks of all dinner quality meat. And now back to Archie and Jughead. Because Archie is madly in love with a new teacher, Miss Biddle, and is trying to keep it a secret from his family, his mother has mistaken his romantic agonies for an illness of some kind and has ordered Archie to his room. We find him there, nervously pacing the floor.
Gee whiz, what am I going to do? I just got to go see Miss Biddle, and what happens? My mother sends me up here to my room while she calls Dr. Higgins, and I ask you, is there anything the matter with me?
Nothing Dr. Higgins could fix.
Look at me, stuck in this room like I had measles or something.
Yeah, and Dr. Higgins will probably put you to bed for a week.
A week? Oh, Jughead, he wouldn't.
Wouldn't he?
Gee whiz, I guess he would. Jug, that settles it. I'm getting out of here.
Huh?
Yes, Jug, I am. I know my mother said to stay here, and I never disobey my parents, if I can help it. But, Jughead, all's fair in love or war. And this is both.
But I...
Think of all the great lovers of history, Jughead. Antony and Cleopatra. Tristan and Isolde. Romeo and Juliet.
Susan Roebuck.
Yeah, Jug, where would they have been if their mothers had sent them to their rooms?
In their rooms?
That's right. Jug, I'm going to see Miss Biddle right now. Are you coming with me or staying here?
I'm coming with you. Think I won't have to explain to your mother where you are?
Okay, then come on.
But Archie, how are you going to get out of the house without your mother seeing us?
Jug, it's a cinch. I'm going to climb out this window.
Out the window?
Sure, Jug. There's a drain pipe right outside, and it's just a short slide to the ground.
But, Archie, I don't...
Jug, quit arguing. And don't make any noise. We don't want my mother to hear us.
Okay, okay. Shh. But it sure looks like a long way to the ground.
Jug, there's nothing to be afraid of. Not a thing. You go first.
Nothing doing.
Jug, I tell you, there's nothing to be afraid of. Now go on. Take hold of that drain pipe and slide down.
Okay, okay. One... Two? Archie?
Yes?
What comes after two?
Jug, don't be funny. Now slide down.
Okay, okay. One, two, three! Gee whiz, I made it!
Jug, be quiet.
Oh, okay.
And look out, here I come. Oh, boy, what was that?
Gee whiz, you ripped your pants.
Jughead, will you please be quiet? If my mother catches us now, I'm sunk.
Oh, okay.
Now, come on. We'll tiptoe across the lawn to the bushes, and once we get there, everything will be...
Hello, Archie.
Oh, no.
Betty.
What you doing, Archie?
Betty, I'm...
I was just coming over to your house to see you.
Betty,
and then I saw you and Jug sliding down the drain pipe.
Betty, I'm...
What'd you do that for?
Well, I'm...
Why didn't you use the front door?
Betty!
Don't you know you could get hurt that way?
Betty,
oh, and you ripped your suit, didn't you?
Yes,
golly, Archie, why don't you answer me? Is something the matter?
No, Betty, and for Pete's sake, be quiet.
Well, of course I'll be quiet, Archie, but why?
I can't explain now, Betty, but I have to go someplace very important and in a hurry.
Well, can't you tell me why you slid down the pipe?
Betty, look, if you'll just go home and stay there, I promise to come over as soon as I can and explain the whole thing to you, okay?
Oh, okay, Archie. I'll go home right now. Bye, Archie. Bye, Jug.
Bye, Betty.
Bye.
Oh, thank heaven she's gone. Now, come on, Jug, let's go.
But, Archie, what about your torn pants?
Nothing about them, Jug. If Miss Biddle loves me, she'll take me torn pants and all.
Miss Simmons, take a letter, please. Riverdale National Bank, gentlemen. In reference... I'll take it. Hello?
Hello? Mr. Fred Andrews, please.
Oh, speaking.
Oh, Mr. Andrews. This is Margaret Biddle.
Who?
Margaret Biddle. I'm the new history teacher at Riverdale High.
Oh, teacher. You're calling about Archie, I suppose.
That's right, Mr. Andrews.
What's he done now?
Oh, why, not a thing, Mr. Andrews. The reason I'm calling is that as a new teacher, I feel that I should get acquainted with the parents of all my students.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see.
Well, you and Mrs. Andrews are next on my list, but I thought I'd better call and make an appointment first.
Yes, yes, by all means.
Will you be home this afternoon?
Yes, Miss Biddle, I certainly will.
Well, then I'll drop by and we can all have a chat about Archie.
Why, that'll be fine, Miss Biddle, fine. There's nothing I'd like better than a nice long talk with you. About Archie, I mean.
Well, I think this is Miss Biddle's house right here, Jughead.
Yeah, I guess so. But are you sure you want to go through with this, Archie?
Jughead, I have no choice. I've got to tell Miss Biddle how I feel about her. And it's too late to turn back now.
Well, okay. Go ahead and knock.
Okay, I will. Gee, maybe she isn't home.
Well, knock and find out.
Okay, I will. Gee, maybe she'll think I'm silly.
Archie, if you don't knock on that door, I will.
Jug, no, wait, don't. I'll knock. I'll knock as soon as I find my right hand. Oh, here it is. There, I did it. And I'm not sure I should have.
Archie, quit shaking.
Who's shaking? I'm just...
Yes?
Miss Biddle, I want to... Oh! You're not Miss Biddle, are you?
No, I'm Mrs. Biddle.
Oh, Mrs. Biddle. You mean Miss Biddle's mother?
That's right.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
What?
I mean, is Miss Biddle home?
No.
She isn't?
No, she's out visiting some of the parents of her students right now.
She is now?
That's right. I believe she said she was going to see, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson or something like that.
Anderson? You don't mean Andrews, do you?
Oh, yes, that's right. Andrews.
Oh, boy. Judge, she's gone to my house. I came here and she went there. Mrs. Biddle, tell your daughter that I... never mind, I'll tell her myself. Come on, Judge, I gotta get home.
Dr. Higgins, I'm so glad you got here.
Ah, Mrs. Andrews, what are you doing out of bed?
Well, I felt strong enough to... out of bed? Well, Doctor, I...
You don't look well at all.
But, Doctor,
tell me just what's troubling you.
Doctor,
stick out your tongue.
Doctor, look, I'm not sick.
You're not sick? Well, then why did you call me?
It's my son.
Your son?
Yes, Archie. He's the patient.
Oh, your son is sick.
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so? Where is he?
Upstairs in his room.
Well, then let's go up and have a look at him.
All right, Doctor. Oh, dear. Pardon me, Doctor, while I see who that is. Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, Dr. Higgins. Golly, is somebody sick?
Yes, Betty. Archie. Dr. Higgins is just going up to see him.
Going up? Up where?
To Archie's room.
Oh, but Archie isn't in his room, Mrs. Andrews.
What?
He just climbed down the drain pipe.
Down the what?
Miss Cooper, would you stick out your tongue?
Me? Oh, I'm all right, Dr. Higgins.
Betty, when did you see Archie?
Just a little while ago, Mrs. Andrews. He and Jughead climbed out the window of Archie's room and slid down, and Archie said he had to go someplace right away.
Oh, good heavens. So that's how the boy got out of the house. He climbed out of a window. Doctor, he's never done anything like that before. Do you think he's delirious?
Well, it's hard to say, Mrs. Andrews. He does seem to be showing some strange symptoms.
Oh, Archie,
like...
Mom, where is she? Where
Archie!
Is she here, Mom? Is she here?
He is delirious.
Archie, stick out your tongue.
Mom, isn't she here yet?
Huh? Archie, isn't who here?
My history teacher.
Oh, dear. Doctor, he isn't making sense.
My boy, we'd better take your temperature. Just put this in your mouth.
Huh? Oh, but doctor, are. I'm...
That's fine. Now...
But doctor,
just keep your mouth closed, my boy. Now, take your jacket and shirt off. I want to listen to your chest.
Golly.
Doctor, don't... I can't get undressed now. She'll be here
keep
any
keep your
minute.
Mouth closed, please.
But doctor...
Jughead, hold Archie's arm.
But Mom...
Close your mouth.
Betty, help me get his jacket off.
That's right. Now the shirt.
What's going on here, anyway? Mary, what are you doing?
Taking Archie's shirt off.
Oh, good grief, Mary, not now.
Why not?
Why, she'll be in here any minute.
He's delirious, too.
Mr. Andrews, stick out your tongue.
Yes, certainly, Doctor. What? Why should I stick out my tongue?
I have Archie's shirt off, Doctor. Oh, dear, jug answer that.
Okay. Mom, will you please...
Keep your mouth closed.
Miss Biddle. Miss
Biddle.
Miss Biddle.
Biddle.
Oh, no, I ruined Archie. I... Miss Biddle, I...
Fred, who's Miss Biddle?
Well, Mary, she...
With no shirt and with a mop.
Archie,
my
keep your Jesus mouth closed.
Doctor, Mary, Archie, Doctor, Mary, Archie, Doctor, quiet! There, that's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough, too far, in fact. Now, Mary, would you mind telling me what Dr. Higgins is doing here?
Fred, I called him to look at Archie. But would you mind telling me who Miss Biddle is?
She's Archie's history teacher. She came out to talk about Archie and... Oh, by the way, do you know Dr. Higgins, Miss Biddle? Miss Biddle, Dr. Higgins.
Oh, we know each other, Mr. Andrews. Hello, darling.
Good. Darling?
Darling, darling,
darling.
She was. You call everybody darling.
Dr. Higgins, it's none of my business, but did you call Miss Biddle darling?
That's right, Andrews. After all, she is my fiancée.
Oh. You what?
I'm his fiancée. That's why I moved to Riverdale, to be near my Higgsy-Wigsy.
Higgsy-Wigsy?
Uh-huh. We're being married next month.
Married? Oh, but you wouldn't. Well, you couldn't. Well, you didn't.
Beg pardon, young man?
Well, congratulations, Dr. Higgins. I didn't know.
Why, for pity's sake, Dr. Higgins, how wonderful. Come sit down, you two, and tell us all about it.
Yes, this I want to hear about.
And we'll have some tea.
Mom. Mom, if you don't mind, I think I'll just go out on the porch for a while.
What? But I
want to get some fresh air, Mom. It's very close in here. Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody.
Well, for pity's sake. You see why we called Dr. Higgins and Miss Biddle. Fred, go see what's wrong with the boy.
Oh, Mary, he'll be
Fred,
all right.
Go.
Huh? Yes, dear. I'll go. I'll see what the trouble is. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Archie, what in tarnation is the matter with you today? Don't you know we have company? Now, what will Miss Biddle think?
Dad, I'd rather not talk about it, if you don't mind.
Oh. Oh. Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Archie, what do you say if we take a nice long walk together,
A walk?
Yes, son. I want to tell you a story.
Huh?
It's a story about a tattooed lady in a circus.
Gee, was that a... I don't want to hear about tattooed ladies now.
Oh, I think you do, Archie. You see, I was just your age when I fell in love with this tattooed lady.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
She was that... I didn't think you'd understand.
Understand? Archie, I think I understand more than you think I do. You see, this tattooed lady ran off with a handsome young artist, and there I was with just a picture postcard of her.
Gee whiz, Dad. You know something?
Yes, Archie?
As Jughead says, a friend indeed is a friend indeed.
friends, you really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks, made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the new handy 1-pound cellophane package. And while you're at your dealer's, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's premium table-ready meats. Delicious bologna is being featured this week, and you'll find it to be a surefire hit in lunchbox sandwiches, after-school snacks, and late-evening spreads. And remember, Swift's premium bologna is economical because it's all meat. No bones, no waste. Always keep some on hand for quick, easy-to-fix meals. For a meal in a flash that saves plenty of cash, get Swift's premium table-ready meats. Now, back to Archie. And since young bones and young hearts heal very quickly, why, after a long walk with Dad and 3 chocolate sodas, Archie recovered from his ill-fated love affair. It's early that evening.
Well, Archie, so you're going to the school dance?
Yes, Mom. As soon as Jughead gets here, we're calling for Betty and Veronica, and... Oh, that must be Jughead now.
Hello.
Oh, hiya, Jug, old boy. How did you... Jughead, what's the matter?
Matter? Nothing, Archie. I just realized something. I'm madly in love with our algebra teacher.
Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uriman and Arthur Cole, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Others in the cast were Jane Amar as Miss Biddle and Vin Hayworth as Dr. Higgins. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift & Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Swift & Company invites you to stay tuned for Meet the Meeks, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.